Well, a lot depends at what level you're coming in. You know, there are commentaries and Bible helps that I would recommend to students for the ministry and to ministers that are not going to be of immediate help to a young Christian setting out. First of all, if the page is littered with words that are in Greek and Hebrew and parts that are still in Latin or something like that, you know, it's very off-putting. So, and that's not to look down on anybody who doesn't recognize even to spell out a foreign word. And it's not to do that, but simply to say that you've got to figure out where you're coming in. Spurgeon used to tell the students, if you've got to sell your shirt to buy Matthew Henry's commentary, buy it. Sell your shirt and buy it. So that's still good. It's still probably the best whole Bible commentary. But there are others. If you like briefer annotations, you have Matthew Poole's commentary on the whole Bible. If you have access to an online Bible program, now, use online Bible programs, but don't substitute the study of the written word, the printed word, for an online version of it. There are many reasons I say that, that time doesn't allow me to go into tonight, but don't. I use an online version, but it doesn't replace this. And so you must not fall into that trap. But if you, say, get eSword or something like that, and that's a free program, you can download Jameson, Fawcett and Brown. That's a whole Bible commentary. If you want to go more deeply, though it is from a different angle entirely, but if you're a bit more mature, there's an Old Testament commentary called Kyle and Delitzsch. It's on there for free. Barnes's Notes through Old and New Testament. Now, I can't say he's right in everything. He's not. But nonetheless, it's a very good commentary. There's an old Methodist called Adam Clark. You'll see his church down in Port Rush, where he used to be minister. A very learned man and very helpful commentary. There's the Spurgeon's predecessor in Park Street Baptist Church in London was John Gill. You'll find his commentary there. And it's very helpful. Those are ones that I'd recommend on the whole Bible, on the New Testament, on the Gospels. And I'd say this especially to parents. Buy J.C. Ryle's Expository Thoughts on the Gospels. And use them even in your family devotions. We did that in our home when Frank was growing up. We would get down, read the portion of Scripture, and we would read Ryle's exposition of it. It was always very simple, but brilliant. And after the first volume, there's four volumes, after the first volume, he added something at the end of each part that he expounded, giving you answers to difficult things in the actual text. And those are some of the most brilliant notes you'll ever read. So those are things. There are other great commentators. If A.W. Pink is very popular, his works vary. His theological position changed, so his works vary. But nonetheless, his commentaries are very good. Actually, did you ever know that George Bush wrote Bible commentaries? He did. But it's not the president. It was George Bush of an earlier age. And you get some of his Old Testament commentaries still available. And they're very, very, very good. William Hendrickson, you'll find in the New Testament commentaries. Charles Hodge and Romans. Charles Hodge and Corinthians. There's a set for New Testament. The InterVarsity Press. They have a set. Tyndale. New Testament commentaries, another set, and these are usually, especially the Tyndale ones, are usually brief comments on each verse, and they are very, very helpful. So you could go on forever. Some of the ones that I most like I haven't mentioned, because I think that they'd be, for most young people at this point in time, just a waste of time, because they would not yet be ready for them. But they're down the line. There's a whole lot more.